Good afternoon. This is Akashvani and I am Abhishek Mukhopadhyay with the Midday News. The headlines. Voting underway for seventh and last phase of Lok Sabha elections. Over 40% polling recorded till 1 PM. Polling also taking place for 42 assembly seats in Odisha. Counting of votes for assembly elections in Arunachal Pradesh and Sikkim to be taken up tomorrow. Oil marketing companies slashed prices of commercial LPG cylinders by 69.50 rupees per unit. Jet fuel price reduced by 6.5%. And Pakistan government admits before Islamabad High Court that POK is a foreign territory and not under its jurisdiction. Voting is underway for the seventh and final phase of Lok Sabha elections. In this phase, polling has been held in 57 parliamentary constituencies spread over 7 states and 1 union territory. These include 13 seats each in Uttar Pradesh and Punjab, 9 in West Bengal, 8 in Bihar, 6 in Odisha, 4 in Himachal Pradesh, 3 in Jharkhand and 1 parliamentary constituency in Chandigarh. The voting began at 7 this morning and will conclude at 6 in the evening. Over 40% voter turnout was recorded till 1 PM. State-wise polling percentage is Himachal Pradesh nearly 49%, Jharkhand nearly 47%, West Bengal over 45%, Chandigarh over 40%, Uttar Pradesh over 39%, Punjab and Odisha nearly 38%, and Bihar nearly 36%. A total of 904 candidates are in the fray in this phase. Prominent among them are Prime Minister and Senior BJP leader Narendra Modi, party leaders Anurag Thakur, Ravi Shankar Prasad and Kangana Ranaut, Congress leader Manish Tiwari and Vikramaditya Singh, RJD leader Meesa Bharti and Trinamool Congress leader Abhishek Banerjee. Over 10 crore 60 lakh voters are eligible to vote in this phase. Simultaneously, polling has been held for remaining 42 seats of Odisha Assembly in the fourth phase. In addition, assembly by-elections for 6 constituencies in Himachal Pradesh and 1 seat each in Bihar, Uttar Pradesh and West Bengal are also taking place. The seventh phase will mark a grand finish to the world's largest polling marathon that began on the 19th of April and has already covered 486 Lok Sabha seats. As the nation braces for the end of this electoral marathon, anticipation mounts for the momentous day of reckoning when the fate of political leaders will be determined. Preparations are in full swing for the counting of votes for the Lok Sabha elections on Tuesday. Now we speak to our correspondents for the latest updates from various parts of the country. First we start with Punjab and our correspondent Sishu Sharma Santhal now joins us from Jalandhar constituency. Mr. Santhal, how is the polling progressing there?
Abhishek, in Punjab, during the initial 3 hours of voting, the pace was much higher in rural areas than in urban areas. At many places, people were seen standing in queues at polling stations, even before the start of voting in the morning at 7. At many places in urban areas, voters' apathy was clearly visible, although handful queues were seen at some polling stations. If I talk about present situation, really the heat is showing its full colors with strong sunlight, so voters are not leaving their homes. Abhishek, now it's expected that voters will come out of their homes in large number in the last 2 to 3 hours of voting. Abhishek.
Thank you, Mr. Santhal, for that update. Now we go over to our correspondent Sushil Chandra Tiwari, who is at Varanasi constituency in Uttar Pradesh. Sushil, if you can hear me, tell us about the high-profile constituencies where polling has been held today and also throw some light on the present political equation in the state.
Well, on the 13 seats which where polling is underway in this phase of election, the highest important seat on which the all eyes are right now is Varanasi. I'm here in Varanasi at the Bangla Anglo-Vedic College in Varanasi constituency. Polling is going on peacefully. In morning we saw a very good number of turnout in terms of voting, but as the day continued, a little bit of heat is also there. That's why the polling is a little bit slow, but everybody is watching this this constituency, because Prime Minister Narendra Modi is contesting from here, and another seat, important seat, is Gorakhpur, from where Bhojpuri film star Ravi Kishan is contesting. I want to tell you that three more union ministers are also in fray. One is Mahendranath Pandey, who is from Chandoli Lok Sabha constituency. One is Anupriya Patel, who is from Mirzapur, and another one is Pankaj Chaudhary, who is contesting from Maharajganj constituency.
Right. Thank you, Sushil, for that update. And now we go over to our correspondent, Ritesh Kapoor, who's now with us on the phone line from Hamirpur constituency in Himachal Pradesh. Ritesh, what is the status of polling there?
Yeah, good afternoon, Abhishek. Abhishek, since morning, I have been to several polling stations in Hamirpur parliamentary constituency. There is a great enthusiasm among the voters. Even before polling process started early in the morning today, long queues were seen in various polling stations. Right now, I am present at Government Girls Senior Secondary School, Hamirpur polling station, and a large number of voters are in waiting to cast their votes here as well. Abhishek, if we talk about the contest in Hamirpur parliamentary constituency in today's election, then here 12 candidates are in the fray, but of course the main battle is between BJP's consecutively four-time MP and Union Minister for Information, Broadcasting, Youth Affairs and Sports, Anurag Singh Thakur, and Congress candidate Satpal Raizada. As per my information, a very peaceful and bumper voting is underway in the whole constituency, and according to Election Department, 47.7% voter turnout has been recorded till 1 p.m. in Hamirpur parliamentary constituency, and approximately 48.63% in the state of Himachal Pradesh. Yeah, Abhishek.
Right. Thank you, Ritesh, for that comprehensive update. Now we go over to our Patna correspondent, Dharminder Rai, for updates from Bihar. Dharminder, who are the prominent candidates in the fray in this phase?
Abhishek, if we talk about prominent candidates in this phase, R.K. Singh from R.R. constituency, who is Union Energy Minister, and another minister, former Union Minister Ravi Shankar Prasad from Patna Sahib constituency is also in fray. Upendra Kushwaha from Karakad and Ram Kripal Yadav from Patiputra parliamentary constituency, their fate will also be decided in this phase.
Right. Thank you, Dharminder, for that update. And moving on to Odisha, where simultaneous polling has been held for Lok Sabha Assembly elections. Well, moving on, we haven't got a correspondent there at the moment. All preparations are in place for the counting of votes for the Arunachal Pradesh and Sikkim Assembly elections to be held tomorrow. The term of the two assemblies is ending on the 2nd of June. Assembly and Lok Sabha elections in the two northeastern states were held simultaneously on the 19th of April. The counting will start at 6 a.m. It will commence with the counting of the postal ballots, an electronically transmitted postal ballot system. In Arunachal Pradesh, 24 centers have been set up across the state for the purpose. Over 2,000 election officials will take part in the counting process. Arunachal Pradesh has 60 assembly constituencies, out of which BJP has already won 10 seats uncontested. In Sikkim, polls were held to elect 32 members to the state legislative assembly. And now we will try to reconnect with Odisha correspondent. Odisha, where simultaneous polling have been held for the Lok Sabha and Assembly elections. And our Bhubaneswar correspondent, Prakash Das, is on the phone line. Prakash, if you can hear me, which parliamentary and assembly constituencies are likely to face tough fight in the state this time?
Yeah, there is a neck-to-neck fight in almost all the 6 Lok Sabha and 42 assembly constituencies in Odisha, where simultaneous polls are being held today. In some constituencies, the ruling Biju Janata Dal is in direct fight with BJP in most of the seats, while in some other constituencies, there is a straight fight between the BJD and Congress. The most thinly contested Lok Sabha constituencies are Baleswar, Kendrapada and Bhadrak. In Baleswar Lok Sabha constituency, two former union ministers, Pratap Chandra Sadangi of BJP and Srikant Kumar Jena of Congress, have locked horns for a victory, while Lekhatri Samanta Singhar of BJD is a dark horse in this constituency. Pratap Chandra Sadangi is the incumbent MP from Baleswar. Similarly, National Vice President of BJP and industrialist Bhajan Panda is contesting from Kendrapada Lok Sabha seat against Ansuman Mohanty of BJD. The Congress has fielded a candidate in this constituency, but the main fight is between the BJP and BJD. In the Bhadrak Lok Sabha constituency, Manjulata Mandal, who is the incumbent MP, is contesting from BJD against Abhimanyu Sethi of BJP. Former MP Ananta Prasad Sethi is also very seriously contesting in this election from Congress. In the assembly, there are many keenly contested seats among the 42 seats where many state ministers and BJD MLS are in the fray against top leaders of the BJP and Congress. In Chandwali, state BJP President Manmohan Samal is contesting against Vyomkesh Rai of BJD, while in Bhandari Pokhari, former state Congress President Niranjan Patnaik is contesting against Sanjeev Malik of BJD.
Right. Thank you, Prakash, for throwing light on the tough fight in the state of Odisha this time. And this is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our Twitter handle at AIR News Alerts.
Election results of the world's largest democracy by the oldest and the most trusted broadcaster of the country.
On 4th of June, every minute's update of vote counting from 7 a.m. to 10 p.m.
Know who took the lead and who trailed.
Accurate information from every seat, who won and who lost.
Listen to what we the people of India decided.
Tune into Akashwani Gold and other Akashwani channels for Lok Nirnay 2024.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Midday News. Oil marketing companies have slashed the prices of commercial LPG gas cylinders by 69 rupees 50 paise per unit. The Indian Oil Corporation Limited, IOCL, announced that the retail price of a commercial LPG gas cylinders is now 1,676 rupees in Delhi. The price of commercial LPG cylinders dropped by 72 rupees in Kolkata, 69 rupees 50 paise in Mumbai, and 70 rupees 50 paise in Chennai. The price reductions will come in effect by today itself. Jet fuel or aviation turbine fuel ATF price has been reduced by a steep 6.5%. Pakistan government has admitted before Islamabad High Court that Pakistan-occupied Kashmir POK is a foreign territory. Pakistan Additional Attorney General told the court that Kashmiri poet and journalist Ahmed Farhad Shah is under police custody in POK and it cannot be produced before the Islamabad High Court as POK is a foreign land which does not come under Pakistan's jurisdiction. The court was hearing a petition filed by Shah's wife after he was abducted from his residence in Rawalpindi by Pakistan's intelligence agencies. Shah has been missing for the past 2 weeks and it was recently found that two cases have been lodged against him by the police in POK. Islamabad High Court asked if POK is a foreign territory and not an integral part of Pakistan, then how did the Pakistani military and Pakistani rangers enter the land? During the hearings, High Court Judge Mohsin Akhtar Kayani criticized Pakistan's intelligence agencies for continuing the practice of forced abductions of people. In Kerala, heavy rains pounded the northern parts of the state since last evening, throwing normal life out of gear at several places. IMD has issued orange alert in the districts of Idukki, Thrissur, Palakkad, Mallappuram, Kozhikode and Wayanad, indicating the likelihood of very heavy rainfall. Yellow alert has been issued for the remaining districts except Thiruvananthapuram and Kollam. In badminton, Indian pair of Trisha Jolly and Gayatri Gopichand crashed out of the Singapore Open after losing in the women's doubles semi-final today. The world number 30 Indian duo lost to Nami Matsuyama Chiharu Shida of Japan. Trisha and Gayatri stunned the Korean duo, world number 6 Kim So-yong and Kong Hee-yong in the quarterfinals yesterday. They were the only Indians left in the BWF Super 750 badminton tournament. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Voting underway for 7th and last phase of Lok Sabha elections, over 40% polling recorded till 1 p.m. Polling also taking place for 42 assembly seats in Odisha. Counting of votes for assembly elections in Arunachal Pradesh and Sikkim to be taken up tomorrow. Oil marketing companies slash prices of commercial LPG cylinders by 69 rupees 50 paise per unit. Jet fuel price reduced by 6.5%. And Pakistan government admits before Islamabad High Court that POK is a foreign territory and not under its jurisdiction. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.com and News on AIR app. And with that, we end the Midday News.